Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
and sometimes it goes together like a horse and carriage with a dozen roses and a snowy day followed by a romantic meal.
Oh, wow. Look
Wait, that's not... Is that normal instead of over the top? I was trying to be over the top. Janelle's like, that sounds like a nice date.
Yeah, that's good.
For me, it's staying home. I don't know. So Joe and Cindy Farini, join us this time each week on Mondays to talk about marriage issues. And this week, is this person, does their name rhyme with Joe Farini?
No, not even a little bit. No way.
So tell us what this guy wrote to you. I think it's pretty interesting.
Well, it is interesting. And then I have something that was on social media that I thought came up that was also interesting that kind of goes along with it. So the topic this week is from a listener that says, my wife goes over the top over every little thing in our marriage, in our planning of trips, in our kids' lives, if someone in our family gets hurt or if there's a challenging situation. I know I'm the voice of reason and calm, but how do I deal with the excessive outbursts and the making of mountains out of molehills? I honestly am growing weary of her high-pitched conversations, her worry, her trying to control things, etc. Some of our four kids are gone and some are still home. Even they are exhausted by this and don't share freely because of it.
Oh, no. He sounds exasperated here.
He does. He really does. And this was so interesting. I saw this numerous times on social media over the last couple of days, and it's a quote by Warren Buffett. He says, you will continue to suffer if you have an emotional reaction to everything that is said to you. True power is sitting back and observing things with logic. True power is restraint. If words control you, that means everyone else can control you. Breathe and allow things to pass. So I thought that was really a good word for really what we're talking about today.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. My first reaction was easy for a billionaire to say, but it is it is great advice, though. Honestly, it's true.
Well, I think, you know, Brian, in life, it doesn't matter how much money you have.
You set yourself up. See that? Look at you. Keep going, Cindy. Go ahead.
The things, you know, or the things you have, every single one of us have things that happen that could really throw us over the edge.
Yeah.
And I think in this particular case, and I don't know this exact person, so my question would be, you know, what permitted her, what allowed her to continue? Because I know when my kids were little, if they would have reacted continuously over things, I probably would have tried, and I'm not saying it always works, but I would have tried to steer them in directions where they would not be doing that all the time. Mm-hmm. Because one, I wouldn't have been able to take it. And two, it's in society and in relationships, it's really irritating.
Yeah.
So Joe, what would you do if this were Cindy? I mean, it never could be Cindy, obviously, but let's say it was, what would you do? You have to say something?
No. Well, I'll tell you, the first time I read this, I thought to myself, the first thing we need to do for this guy is just pause and pray for him.
Yeah.
And his family. I mean, can you imagine living in that toxic environment?
No, it'd be emotionally draining.
Absolutely. I mean, everybody's walking around that house, you know, walking on thin ice anytime she's around. And so my question would be consistent with Cindy's question, and that would be, is this a progressive behavior that's just getting worse with time? Because I would find it hard to believe that he married her and she was like that. And of course, the question has to be, why would you marry her? But but if it is a progressive behavior, I mean, the first thing I would want to do is get help either from a professional or someone who can give some good insight into what's going on here, who will be objective.
Yeah, but you can't walk up and just say, oh, honey, I think you need counseling. I mean, because if she overreacts to things, that could be traumatic as well, couldn't it?
Well, I think he needs counseling first.
Interesting. Yeah, probably.
I think you're right, Brian. I don't think you're going to address this person, the lady, and she's going to be responsive to you. So my first concern would be for the health of his well-being and of his family. But I would want to know from an objective observer if this is a possible physical or physiological or, of course, a mental issue that's going on here. And if that's the case, I would seek the help of a professional, bring that to the attention at that point of the wife, after, if you will, a diagnosis is made of her condition. And again, I'm coming at this from a clinical point of view, of course, but if indeed this is a predicament, a diagnosis of some illness, then she needs to get some help on this situation.
Cindy, though, when you talk to your wife about something like this, if you're concerned about it, I mean, how do you go about approaching that?
Well, I think if this man went for counseling, he probably would get direction on how to do that, truthfully. Mm-hmm. I feel that in a situation like this, and we don't know every detail, but I don't know that she would be approachable. And I can't picture myself going to this person and saying, you know, I think we ought to go for counseling together. I just figure that would be another over-the-top moment. So we often, in marriage situations where one person is, not working into the relationship like the other one is, the one that's having the difficulty really should consider going for counseling on their own, just to get some direction from someone who's a third party, who's not in the mix of everything that's going on. And I guess I would think for this man, I would try to remain positive, and even maybe while she's getting all riled up, to just say, you know, thank you for sharing that, but not entering into the whole argument of it or the whole emotion of it, but just say, you know, thank you for sharing that. And maybe if it's possible to even, you know, hold her hand or touch her hand and say, we can talk about this later, and kind of making an exit at that point. I can't even imagine living in a situation where that's happening all the time. I think it would be so wearing on a person and so wearying.
Absolutely.
If I was a woman out and I was listening to this, or a person, my question would be, how do I know if I'm that person? Because we're talking about her and she's not here. So, you know, sure, he's getting the advice. But what if it's you? You know, how do you know, okay, I'm just being me and I'm a little emotional, versus, no, this is concerning and it's overwhelming the people around me?
You know, Janelle, that is like a perfect question, because one of the things that Joe and I talked about is the reason you just asked that question is because you are approachable, and your husband could come to you, your children can come to you, I can come to you and say, hey, Janelle, and say something in regards to whatever I might want to say. And you would reach out to someone and say, what do you think about this? I don't think this woman is in that same place.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think clearly what's going on here is that, again, I don't know these people at all, but I sensed from just reading what I did that she lacks a lot of joy in her life. Mm-hmm. And I'm not referring to happiness at this time. I mean, as you know, joy and happiness, those are two different things.
Right.
And, you know, joy is something that is found in a relationship, while happiness is depends on your circumstances. And so I think in this particular case, it appears to me that she needs to develop a closer, abiding, intimate relationship with Christ, if we're talking about Christians here. But only in that type of a growing relationship with Christ will she finally find that joy and consequently quit making everyone around her miserable.
Yeah.
And so I think if I was counseling this guy, I think one of the things I would do is try to steer him towards encouraging his wife to get involved with a good woman's Bible study, or ideally get her into a discipling relationship with another woman who would be willing and able to speak into her life and basically call her out on some of these behaviors, because clearly the husband is not that person to do that in this situation. But he can be the person to encourage her to find a group or an individual. And because, you know, we're dealing with a pattern of behavior here, and yeah, any type of habit is hard to break. And so it would be important to find out, you know, number one, what caused that habit to begin, and how did this behavior begin? And then beyond that, how could we begin to break that habit? And again, it all comes back to this close, intimate relationship with Christ has to be found and nurtured in this person's life.
Now, we're almost out of time here, but I wanted to get a listener question to you. Someone just texted and said, if someone goes for counseling, does it need to be told to the spouse, especially if they're over the top about everything? I mean, can you imagine? I'm going to counseling. What?
Yeah.
Why? Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, right. So can you keep that secret, so to speak, from your spouse?
Well, I'm not really one for keeping secrets. You know, I can keep a good secret if I've got a birthday party that's a surprise. But when it comes to things like this, I feel like I want a totally open relationship with my husband. And I guess my personal thing would be I'd want to be open about it.
Yeah, me too.
And I guess if I were in this situation, I would say to my spouse, I need to get to a place of understanding where we are in our relationship, and I need to work on me, and let that person know, let my husband know in this case that, you know, I might realize that there's things that he's got issues with, but I'm going to work on me. That's probably how I would approach that situation.
Yeah, I would definitely be transparent about that, Brian. And it's a great question, and I can tell we have had several situations like this where we have encouraged, in this case, the husband to go get counseling or go off to a conference for a weekend, and just get yourself healthy, and you know, regroup, you know, get focused on what is a healthy marriage relationship supposed to look like, and then you bring that message, that story back to the wife, to the family in the situation.
Any final thoughts for us, Cindy, as we're out of time here?
Yeah, a couple of things. I think, first of all, I think it's great that Joe encourages this person to get into Bible studies and have maybe a discipleship relationship with someone who could really love this woman and so forth. But if she has done this kind of action, she may be doing this to her girlfriends, to her friends outside of the family. So she may have very few relationships. And if she continues in this, I really would fear that she would probably lose most of her relationships, because most people will just distance themselves, not talk or walk away, or kids will probably move away. I've seen this numerous times in relationships. So, you know, she's kind of what she's doing right now. She's making a pathway for where her life's going to be, and it's going to be very small and very quiet if that's how she continues. So I think that's something she's going to have to, you know, really monitor. And it's not going to be taken care of over a weekend. This is something that's been happening over years and years, and it's going to take time for her to reestablish a new habit. And I pray that she will, because I think relationship is so important. So,
well, I'm sorry to say, well, we've run out of time here, 7:31. I'm sorry, we have to jump to the news, but I know that I'm grateful you covered this particular topic, Cindy. This is a tough one. And if folks want to reach out to you with their own issues they want you to address on the air, how do they get a hold of you?
Yes, come to the Facebook page, My Marriage Matters. That would be the first place, or our website, cindyfarini.com, would be the great place to go. But let me just add, too, we're going to be doing a marriage seminar October 27th in Medina. Oh. And on My Marriage Matters Facebook page, you can get the information. And today, you can get a free couple to go. So stop by and see, so maybe you could be that free couple to come join us.
Wonderful. Joe and Cindy Farini, we always appreciate your insights and your advice on marriage. God bless you both.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.